Okay, let's start. I will describe you a really funny project, and I hope many interesting things. You know that it's a very common situation when people go out from cinema and claim that they have pain in their brain. And even in my family, that, believe me, pretty well-known educated in 3D. I have persons who was really disappointed after visiting of 3D movies due to pain. So a question is, what artifacts in movie, what artifacts we have in movies, and how often we have these artifacts, and how often we have these artifacts in different movies? Okay, I will make a short introduction. Next, proposed methodology, application, and preliminary results. It's a real frame from Resident Evil. And you can clearly see, at first, essential difference in color. At second, pretty well visible vertical parallax. So it's really untypical, impossible situation in real life when one UI see a picture in this level and another I see picture in another level. It's really painful. You can see difference in color in visualization. It's is measure. And it's another sample. This movie that was shown on cinema have positive parallax 5%, and this means that for typical distance between eyes, your screen size limited to 55 inches. This means that even at home projectors, you will have a situation when your left eye will see picture left than usual, and your right eye right than usual. So they will see picture in different directions. And that's also payphone. And here is a sample from Drive Angry. You see also rotation, clear rhythm difference in color. And it's difference in sharpness, Resident Evil. And the question was how to find such problems in movie, and the next question, of course, how to fix all such things. We got several Blu-ray discs and analyze them. Initially, we analyze trailer, and currently we analyze full-length movie, and I will show you some preliminary results for converted video. Okay, and again, there was constructed several metrics, and it was a pretty long time. Our first metric, and you will see in many results that this metric was constructed in 2011, so this was more than 1 year ago. And so we spent a lot of time to tune them before publications. And next, we have a peer frame analysis and a general comparison of different movies. What does this mean in few words? Here is a sample of color mismatch metric, and it's a big value out of chart. It's moderate value and small values. And here is a sample. You can see it's moderate value. You see difference in color, but not so big. It's a big value. You remember this frame, very essential. And it's a very moderate difference. And we can see, yes, it's really a very moderate difference. And we analyze and full movie. Another type of analysis is analysis of parallax is pretty close to results that was in previous presentation. And but here is a lighter area means that bigger amount of objects are on this position. So you can analyze not only boundaries of objects in depth, but also how many objects is there. And also pretty useful from our point of view type of analysis is integral histograms, when you can see that how different values distributed through a movie. And it's different values, and you can see that here is very, very good color, no color mismatch. Another sample, yes, you can see a little bit color mismatch. And here, you can see very essential color mismatch. And here, absolutely essential, it's Dolphin Tale, children's movie. Okay, and let's see some problems that appear. Resident Evil, definite sharpness. In using this metrics, we found a thousand of mistakes, even in movies like Avatar. It's a difference in sharpness, penalty map. Also Avatar, and also difference in sharpness. Also Avatar, and also. So, and here you can see clearly visible difference in sharpness. Fortunately, it's not so bad, but sometimes even such things means essential pain. For example, here it's Resident Evil, it's computer graphics. And if you are enough familiar with computer graphics, you know then you have motion blur checkbox for objects. And here they obviously turn on this checkbox for one eye and off for another. So you see. And of course, this will be painful. And it's computer graphics, such things can be really easy fixed, but looks like they have not so good quality assurance. Another sample, Drive Angry. And we have thousands of samples how it's extra blurry mark for right and left eye, so they have really different parameters for different cameras. Very, very bad thing, channel mismatch. When your channels are swapped and left eye receives a right channel and left right eye receives left channel. From a semantical point of view, this is really challenging task because it's not so easy to detect such things automatically. And such things can be detected using really good analysis of occlusions. And it's real sample from trailer from Smurfs, also children's movie. And this scene was very short, so they miss this mistake. If you will a little bit meditate, you will see that left and right view are obviously swapped. And it's interesting that in trailer they have this mistake, and in movie they fix this. So in movie they have no such mistake. Another sample, this is Three Musketeers, last one. You can see man, you can see some candles on the background, and special effect in the foreground. And you can see that special effect is overman, and you can see that, this special effect moved obviously on background depth. So it pointed over this man, but on the depth of the background. And unfortunately, we know samples when all special effects in movie was with swapped channels, so in wrong depth. Sometimes it happens. And it's general, it's a very interesting overall charts, it's general analysis of depth budget for full movies, its release date, and it's very old, Into the Deep. Avatar, it's Three Musketeers, you can see that it was shifted under screen plane, and Amazing Spider-Man, and other few enough new movies. You can see the analysis. And For professionals, such kind of diagrams are really interesting to understand how big amount of scenes in movie have good depth budget, how big amount of scenes in movie have looks pretty flat. And difference in vertical disparity, vertical parallax, as I told you, very very painful thing. And you can see here is old movies. Yes, they have a lot of such mistakes. It's Avatar, for those time, was really very good. A lot of movies after Avatar have very essential vertical parallax, and you can see here is Amazing Spider-Man, Titanic, have very good values of vertical parallax. No, Titanic was converted, of course, it have very good, but by the way, we find some sense with problem even in it. And color mismatch, you can see also analysis of color mismatch, and fortunately we have new movies after Avatar that was essentially better than Avatar in terms of color mismatch. And sharpness mismatch, also fortunately for new movies we have not so bad situation. So cameras become better and quality become better also. Applications, you understand that it's really questions. It's really possible to detect the things. If it's possible to detect them, it's possible to fix them commonly. And for example, it's sample that I show you, and it's corrected, and you can see how it should be visible, little visible difference. And even such scene also difference in sharpness. It was mistake during capturing, and it's corrected to for blurring, and you can see currently both view are blurred, and it's easy to do the things, and these things can be done automatically without problems. And from mathematical point of view, more challenging task to increase sharpness on blurred channel. From it's really challenging, but it's also possible. It's simple when both channels become sharper. So again, from mathematical point of view, again, all these things can be fixed now. Question is to move such technologies to the to create from algorithms technologies and move technologies to industry. And it's was sample how we are trying to move these things. It was 3D Stereo Festival, international festival that take part in Moscow. By the way, some here was Hooked. That was yesterday in 3D theater. Here is depth budget comparison, and also I hope at least next year we make a similar comparison for 3D theater of this conference. And some interesting things for future work. If you are in a familiar with 3D, you know that many blockbusters currently are converted. Maybe something like half of blockbusters. So question is how to analyze their quality. And here is a sample of edge sharpness mismatch metric that we run on Avatar movie. And you can see here is clearly difference in sharpness for the boundary of window for left and right eye, and it's in close distance. And we create such metric and find a thousand of such artifacts in Titanic. It's flat object monitoring. It's also because in converted movies sometimes we have situation when object is, for example, some running male is really flat and it's visible that it's that he is flat. And here's a sample of flat object and difference between right and left channels. You can see that this object really flat. Another flat object. Stretch. This means that was used very very simple stereo generator on some sense. And really funny thing, hair cutting. So you can see, if you are familiar with it's this algorithm that's necessary for the things called video matching, and it's not so easy to do this thing. And you can see that during converting, they cut all this hair, and the same thing here. Clearly visible hair cutting. And we want to move this analysis forward, and we invite, we plan to publish several reports with analysis of movies, and stereographers are welcome to this report. And also we create a system to measure movie, that all our metrics work not so fast, so we need a cluster of computers, and we write a system to measure all these things. And all researchers are invited. We can use your metric to measure a big amount of movie. And also we can evaluate movies and provide artifacts if you want to make subjective analysis of these artifacts. I think this would be useful. So key idea, no more low quality 3D, if possible.
Thank you, Dimitri. Got any questions for a very thorough set of tools there? I think first.
Hi, yeah, I just want to ask, you spoke a lot about mismatches in sharpness being a problem with stereo 3D, but I was just wondering how much of a problem is it in the sense that I've seen some studies that suggest that you can get away with having one view more blurred than the other view, and it seems that your visual system can adjust to the sharper image. I don't know how true that is, or I'll just ask for your opinion, please.
We work in this area during last two years, at least. And we during last year, we essentially involve into our work specialists in human vision, and especially specialists in binocular vision. And they told us a lot of interesting things. And I want to tell you two things. At first, if you talk about difference in sharpness, then it's interesting. Then young men will not see this. It will be okay for them because they have very good accommodation. And even most people here have situation when at the end of the day, one of your eye more tired than another. And picture for one eye have another difference. So your brain have very good mechanism to compensate difference between sharpness for two eyes. But problem for movies is that difference in sharpness appear for very short period of time. In real life, when you on your eye tight during all evening, you have blurred picture from right eye, for example. And in cinema, the situation changes sometimes several times per second. And your brain, of course, it's a question how it's painful, exactly this thing. But due to last research, we can claim that older people feel these things better than younger people. This was answer. And my personal answer is that, guys, it's possible to solve this. It's possible to compensate this. Why you want to stay these things in movie if it's possible to fix this?
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to grab Dimitri later on. Okay, let's move on to our next speakers.